From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Syrian government forces continued their offensive on rebel-held eastern Aleppo. Government forces and their allies are advancing street by street in the eastern sector. The British-based monitoring group, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, says 290 civilians have died in the artillery bombardment in the eastern district of Aleppo and 50 in the west. 10 Turkish soldiers and 8 civilians were killed Sunday when suspected Kurdish militants detonated a car bomb outside a military checkpoint in Hakkari province in southeast Turkey. Another 26 people, 10 soldiers and 16 civilians, were wounded. The Ethiopian government has announced a 6-month state of emergency in response to growing anti-government protests across the country. Prime Minister Haile Mariam Desalegn says the declaration is intended to curb recent attacks on government buildings and businesses. The demonstrations originated in the Oromia region in late 2015. Protesters initially rallied around demands for land rights, but are now calling for increased political, economic, and cultural rights. Thousands of marchers took to the streets of Yemen's capital Sana'a on Sunday to protest an apparent Saudi-led airstrike that killed more than 140 people at a funeral on Saturday. A United Nations observer says more than 500 people were wounded. Protesters gathered outside UN offices in the capital chanting death to al-Saud. The protests came a day after bombs hit a funeral where mourners marked the death of the father of a prominent Houthi rebel official. For more, check our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.